Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1496. The topic is training and the title is Everything Has a Cost. I want to share two client stories today and then I'll kind of explain why. Story number one, it's a runner. She has wanted to run. She's been a runner her whole life, but she ran when she was younger. But when she got into having a family and like the demanding job she has, everything's kind of tanked for her. She's actually broken her ankle twice, had to have surgery on her ankle. She had hip pain while running and was in an emotional and mental just worst state of her entire life by the time she reached out. She was only eating maybe 800 to 1200 calories a day. She was always tired. She felt skinny fat. So she said she wasn't overweight, but she wasn't lean. So she was skinny and fat, and she was unhappy. For the last 3 years, she has tried and then ran into setbacks. Tried tons of programs, but nothing worked. Often the running programs were too much volume. They demanded too much time, too much frequency. The nutrition, she didn't like the foods. Maybe the way they wanted her to eat, it was just too difficult to blend into her work and life demands. She just couldn't fit her life to match the diet. Now, we've been working together for 1 year, and she ran her first half marathon, so congratulations. She has no foot pain. She feels leaner. She has much better posture, so her hip doesn't hurt. Her feet don't hurt. She's eating healthier, and she's more consistent with both her nutrition and her training. What was the difference? What made everything change for her? It was a personalized approach. She knew where she wanted to go, but nothing was written for where she was starting. She was chronically underfed, weak, muscularly strength-wise, weak around her joints. The running programs were too much for how physically weak she was and for how underfed she was. Any kind of stretching routines, they would actually cause more problems because she wasn't eating enough to recover from the damage she was causing in the stretching, and she was actually chronically getting tighter. She felt like she had to stretch more and more and more and more. It just kept having to, like, grow. It went from, you know, twice a week to three times a week to every day. And it just didn't get any better. She knew where she wanted to go, but nothing was written for where she was starting. Another client wants to compete in men's classic physique. So this is like bodybuilding, but they a little bit scaled down, more of an aesthetic look, not so, what you see sometimes with like big bellies and distended stomachs and whatnot. So it's more of like a magazine friendly kind of bodybuilder. He has struggled to grow though, and his weight has always been between 170 to 190 pounds. And he said it's been that way for at least 2.5 years because he's been tracking his weight. But he said he's pretty much always been like that. He struggled to eat enough to grow, but when he dieted, he felt like he would lose all of his muscles. He tried over a dozen workout routines. He sent them all to me. there were, you know, high intensity, low frequency. There was low intensity, high frequency. There was everything under the sun. He just couldn't seem to get past that growth window. Like he was always between 190 and 170. When he tried to go over 190, the weight would just stop, or he'd just feel fat and disgusted. Or if he dieted, he would diet down to 170, but feel like he was getting too skinny, and he just couldn't get out of it. But now, we've been working together for 9 months. He weighs 195, and he actually feels leaner. He reported that he feels leaner than what he felt like when he was 170. So even when he was dieted to 170, he actually feels leaner than that now at 195. And we have a routine that matches his body type. We train his legs twice a week. One is really heavy. The other one's really kind of like a half volume of high rep stuff. And then we train his upper body high frequency, but very light intensity. So he doesn't really do anything to like failure. He just stops a little short of failure, but he does a lot of work, a lot of frequency, and it seems to work really well. He needs the heavy stuff to grow his legs, but he needs the high volume lighter stuff to grow his upper body. So now he's 195. He broke that window. He's feeling leaner than he's ever felt, even at 195. And he feels confident with the routine that he has to continue to get bigger. What was the difference? A personalized approach. He knew where he wanted to go, but nothing was written for where he was starting. Both of these clients struggled for years. Years. And that was my motivation for making today's podcast. Everything has a cost. When I talk with people who are struggling in their physical goals, it often leads to them struggling mentally and emotionally. And being a coach, I'm like, why don't you just hire somebody? Like, you know, if I have a plumbing problem at my house and I'm trying to solve it myself for years on end, I'm miserable, I hate it, nothing's working, I would just hire a plumber. Why don't people do that with their health and fitness? Overwhelmingly, it's because of the cost. They don't want to have to pay for it. They say it's too expensive. There are variable cost services out there in the world, so I just encourage you to look into them. But when it comes to cost, I want to emphasize that everything has a cost. If you're afraid of getting a coach at the expense of the coach, what are you spending in the meantime? You're spending your time. Those clients aren't going to get back 2 or 3 years of their life. And they're spending their health. The one client can't undo her broken ankle in ankle surgery. What about mental health? The other client can't undo 2.5 years of looking in the mirror and being sad and depressed every day. You're spending every single day. What are you spending? Are you spending time that you can never get back? Are you spending health that you can never get back? And I'm talking about physical health, emotional health, mental health. You're afraid of spending a few dollars, but what you're missing is worth more than money. If you want results and you're struggling and struggling and struggling and it's costing you time, it's costing you mental, emotional, physical health, then it might be time to consider the cost and recognize that paying for a coaching service is going to save you more in regards to the quality of your life. Now, you do not have to hire me. Today's podcast was not made as a, you know, like a promotion of myself. I just genuinely feel bad that the people that I hear from have just spent so much time and so much emotional stress. So much. I just feel bad because you can't get it back. So I love when I get to help people because I'm like, oh, yes. Like, this is my chance now. I can jump into this person's life. I can save them from emotional and mental stress. I can make sure that the time that they have, the efforts that they're putting into what they're doing, are actually going to be worth it or getting the results that they want. That's what I look at when I get a chance to work with somebody. I'm like, man, this is awesome. I get to make their life better. That's an insane blessing. That's why I'm motivated every single day to wake up. I love work weeks. I love Mondays because I get to jump back into the world of making a difference for people. So I love what I do. I'm very, very blessed. So if you are struggling and you're spending your emotional health and your time, I would recommend that you consider getting a coach. Look into the services offered by the fitness professionals that you follow. I doubt that I'm the only person that you listen to. I'd actually recommend you don't do that. Like, go listen to other people and see what they know, too, because I can't produce enough content every single day to cover every topic in the world. So please go look at other people and listen to other people as well. But look into the services they offer. See what matches what you can afford. Maybe it's a little bit of a stretch, but you can, you know, change a little bit of what you eat. You can change a couple habits here or there, and you can scrounge up, you know, like $100, $200, $300 a month. And recognize that it doesn't have to be forever. You just need enough time to get the personalized approach for you developed, and then you can take it and run with it on your own. But find somebody whose personality and their thinking process aligns with yours. Make sure they have formal education, some type of certifications, some type of, you know, degree for what they think they know. Then make sure they have client experience. So it can't be just that they made themselves awesome. They have to have made other people awesome as well. And then they do have to have some personal experience. That way they know what it's like. So formal education, client experience, and then personal experience. And then reach out to them. Just ask them questions. See what they would be willing to do. See what their options are. I just encourage you to be mindful of what you're spending while you think you're saving. You think you might be saving a couple $100 a month, but you're spending time. You're spending emotional health. And those are things you can't get back. Okay. Well, I do hope that if you are struggling, if you want to reach out to me, my email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what you're struggling with. I'll send you free podcasts to listen to, free resources. You can take that information, personalize it, run with it. I will send it for free if you email me, brutalirongym@gmail.com. I try to get back to everybody within 14 days. So if you email me, give me about 14 days to get back to you. I used to have it at a week, but we've gotten a decent amount of emails, which I love, and that's the whole point of this. So I'm trying to still keep it within 14 days. But if you email me, I will send you something for free. Promise, 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 promise. And then if you have any questions about services or any other thing that you would want, like if a coach quoted you a price or something and you want to run it by and see if that makes sense, I'll gladly give you feedback on that. But I encourage you, if you're spending your time and your emotional and mental effort in health, get something for it. Make sure it's working. And often getting a personalized approach is the difference. That's the difference. Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck. If you need anything at all, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I feel honored that you reach out, so thank you if you do. If you like today's podcast, the podcast in general, please share the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. That's the whole goal. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we want to keep it for free. So thank you to those who donate to help kind of keep this thing going. You can donate at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.